Heart of Bolito. And if you're just tuning in right now, welcome to your Tuesday. Welcome to the show. With me, Mike, in the morning. Great music and cool interviews coming your way. Of course, this is the voice of Bolito. We only give you the good stuff. And right now, something that I think will be of interest to you if you are looking for a red-hot property development to invest in, I'm going to give you the scoop exclusive on the morning show right here on Radio Life and Style. And a development called Polo Pony Lifestyle Estate, brought to you by the innovative boutique development company known as Regency. What is it all about? Well, in the studio with me right now, I happen to have two very knowledgeable individuals. A part of the Regency team, I have Director Paul Cotterill on the microphone number one. Paul, how are you doing?
Cool, and you, Mike?
Great to have you in the house, man.
Thank you.
And alongside you, the lovely Charmaine Bright, who wears a number of different hats. She's been called the matriarch. I don't know if that's a formal title within the Regency team.
Very informal title.
Very informal.
Probably more operations director, but informally referred to as the matriarch.
I like that one. Charmaine, great to have you in the house as well.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, and I'm really excited to find out about what you're developing with Polo Pony. But before we get into that, let's just take a step back and set the scene for those who may have heard the name Regency, or for those who are hearing it for the first time. Who is Regency as a development entity, Paul?
Mike, we're a second generation a development company. We've been based in Bolito for 22 years now. We started Charlie Golf Estate Development.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was 2002, before the Lifestyle Center was even being built.
So you were part of the real growth and expansion of brand Bolito.
It's changed a lot since we've been here. Yeah, we did a couple of villages in Charlie Golf Estate, the Oval, Villas on One, Fairway Villas, Tuscan Villas, Springwood Villas. Wow. And then we did a couple of sectional title schemes in Simbiti. Msinzi, which is on the golf course side, and then Amphitheatre, which is on the eco side. Awesome. We also developed commercial property next to Tiger Wheel and Tire, just across the road here.
Yes. And then it still bears your name, doesn't it?
Yeah, Regency House.
There you go.
So we own that and we occupy that. So we like to stay in
the center.
In the center.
Fantabulous. So there's a real pedigree there.
We've just finished Tahari Coastal Estate, which is a 35-unit luxury development with beautiful sea views outside Sabiti.
Amazing.
And now we are heading up the hill.
Well,
to do the retirement village.
This is something that I think, well, you would know, you've done the research into this thing, but there seems to be a real need for a product in the retirement village space, and quality product, which is what you are developing, what you're bringing to the market with this new thing, Polo Pony Lifestyle Estate. Where exactly is this going to be situated?
So, Polo Pony Lifestyle Estate is literally opposite the Polo Pony Fields in Shangweni.
Oh, there
so
you go.
We're not too creative with our names. We just decided it's opposite the Polo Pony Fields. We'll call it Polo Pony.
The name is dead giveaway.
And then fortuitously, we are situated about 2.5 km from West Town Development, which I don't know if you've heard about, which is probably the biggest development in KZN currently.
It's really exciting. There's a lot of buzz around West Town.
15 billion rand development. And they're set to open in March. Wow. And then the other good thing is we're close to the freeway, so it's good for an early, like a quick intro and exit, you know, for visitors.
Pop in.
At Polo Pony Estate. And we are 800 meters from the Busamed Private Hospital.
So as far as location and amenities and what's in your immediate orbit, there's a whole lot on offer.
We were just lucky.
Well, no, listen, luck's got something to do with it maybe, but you've been planning this. You've done your due diligence, and Charmaine, you will no doubt attest to the fact that a whole lot of homework goes into making sure that a development like this gets off the ground, but that it ticks all the right boxes. And from what I understand, you're kind of breaking the traditional mold. Why is Polo Pony different to other facilities in the retirement space, would you say?
I think we've listened to our market, which is the retired people, and what we've heard is that they don't want the old school feel of a retirement house. Mm. They don't want to know that they're coming and being forced to do X, Y, Z. They yet also do not want to go to a separate Failcare wing once the time arrives that they need a little bit of assistance. So what we have researched and spoken to a lot of people around and listened, and we've come up with that once you've moved into your sectional title unit, which the state of sectional title, you don't move again. So any form of care will come to you, be it a little bit of help in the mornings and the evenings, or full-on 24-hour care. We partner with a outsourced caring company called Peace Cottage. They are phenomenal. They're very well known. They've been around for years. Kerry Deer heads it, and they come in and run our clinic.
Amazing.
So they are the medical side of Polo Pony Lifestyle Estate, and they take care of everything that is required medically. And as I said, the resident does not move to a separate frail care wing that looks like a hospital.
So frail care in the rooms?
In your room. And it goes from level one. Mark.
That's a huge
that's
point.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing. And looking at the, I mean, that being point number one, which is a real win, there are some other notable selling features for those that are pet lovers. You're pet friendly.
Very pet friendly.
That's not the most common thing these days in new developments.
Cats and dogs.
Oh, well, this is brilliant.
Yeah.
And obviously the value that adds to quality of life has been well researched. But then there's this attention to detail element. And you really, really done a phenomenal job of, as you say, pouring over research and talking to experts. But, I mean, little things that people might not necessarily pick up on first glance. Give me a couple of examples, Paul, where attention to detail has really been front of mind.
So we're actually quite lucky. We're quite intimately involved with all our residents. Charmaine's mom lives on the estate. Cindy, our general manager, lives on the estate.
Awesome. So you invested in more ways than one.
We go there. We're friendly with the people. They're friendly with us. There's a lot of banter, a lot of fun. And as a result, we've actually been... We benefit by our own market, in-house market research team, because when we decide to do something, we run it by the old people first, and then they criticize us. They compliment us. We often get criticized because we want to use all the modern-day luxury items that modern finishes at certain current residential developments have in them, and they are old school. Just keep it simple.
There you go. Yeah.
And little things like tiny little things that you can do which cost you nothing. Just increase the height of the toilet, you know. Or 1 or 2 centimeters.
But it makes for quality of life a big difference. Yeah.
And it's the most simplest thing we can do, and we've done it, and they love it.
We see.
Also putting in a bench in the showers.
Built in.
Yeah,
built in. But at the right height, because if you don't pay attention to that height, it's useless.
Well, this is the
We also have our shower entrances, not necessarily actually have a door, because a door hinders a lot if you get to the stage where you need to go in with a walker or a wheelchair and you need a carer to assist. The showers are wide enough to take in two persons comfortably to assist in the showering. It's enough to get your wheelchair through the door, which a lot of you don't think about it normally. You just need to get yourself through generally. So all those little things, we've got handrails, obviously being a lifestyle for the over 55s, you've got to pay attention to having assistance bars everywhere where you might need a little bit of help. So we pay attention to those, and not just to place anywhere, where they would like them.
Yeah.
Because everyone's different.
This is really intentional in your design.
I walked into one of our new two-bedroom units the other day, and sorry, I got criticized by the resident for not putting a plug point in the place where they would have a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Okay, so, there you go. So
yesterday I was on the phone to an electrical consultant, and he is adding plug points for Christmas trees and the like.
Brilliant. I love that you've got this open door policy to taking in input.
Very open door.
And let's look at the nuts and bolts that buyers will want to know. So as far as look and feel and attention to detail, I'm getting the picture there. Number of units, what are we dealing with?
So we are situated on a 1.4 hectare piece of land, completely surrounded by an existing residential development called Entry Lane. So our security is pretty top-notch. So we've got 87 units in total at the end of the project. Currently, we have 47 units occupied and finished.
Wow.
And we have kept a couple of them. We've kept about 14 of those 47 units. And we plan on actually keeping quite a bit going forward. So we're going to be intimately involved in the development for the rest of our careers.
Brilliant.
Which is always a good thing for buyers, because obviously we're not a hit and run specialist. We want to stay in there.
There's peace of mind there.
We'll maintain it well, we'll run it well, everything will be done perfectly. So sorry, I just digress a bit there. So yeah, we're currently launching our third phase, which is 14 units in our third phase, which is they are 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom units at 83 square meters, undercover parking.
Brilliant.
And very, very comfortable sizes, 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom, nice big balconies. And so far, without, I think we've spent 30,000 to adverts and get it. Yeah. 30,000 rand advertising, we've sold half of them. Or we sold 6 and we've got a tenant in one. So we've got 7 done.
It seems like word of mouth is really rolling.
I've never been involved in development with a strike rate like this. When someone comes in, it's generally they're going to buy.
Yeah.
That's telling you something. The market is hungry for a product like this. And when it comes to the new units in this third phase, pricing and levies, what are we looking at?
We are looking at in the region of about just under 2.2 at the moment.
Okay.
Levies are about 55 rand a square room, which makes about 4 grand a month. And then I'm actually going to defer to Charmaine because she knows that.
Charmaine, is he getting it right?
Yes, he is getting it right. So at the end of our 14 units, our levies will be at roughly 55 rand a square. As I said, we are sectional title. What we haven't mentioned is that we have a lovely clubhouse that they've just finished on our estate. We're very proud to say it's got a heated pool.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a functional gym. It's got a lovely entertainment area underneath, next to the gym and the swimming pool area, which residents can use for private use if they want little get-togethers. We also have a beautiful deck seating area, which is partial undercover, which they can have for functions. We've got a beautiful boutique landscape gardens.
Super.
As we say, we boutique because we're not huge. An older person also doesn't like too much of a huge estate where they can get lost.
Mm.
But they don't want to feel like you're on top of one another. And I think we've managed to tick all the right boxes. I'm very passionate about Polo Pony Lifestyle Estate. Like I said, I'm there all the time pretty much. I have an office base there as well. I get to meet a lot of the potential residents that want to buy in, and I listen a lot, and then I take it to Paul and Jason if they're not there present to explain how the clients would like and what they get to say about Polo Pony. And we are it's so positive. Our residents have been there from day one, and we don't have a high turnaround.
I believe you've been for the first two phases. There's a waiting list that's been running. Very low unit turnover.
Very, very low.
Last month we achieved our waiting list status.
Oh, really?
And if we turn people away, it's because we physically cannot give them something right now. So if someone says to, like yesterday, I had a person that arrived. They needed, unfortunately, a place right. They couldn't wait a year when our next units will be finished and occupiable. So we actually can't. I keep saying to Paul, if you can just build fast enough, I can fill them.
So we got our plans approved for our next phase, which we call phase 3, last week Monday.
Wow.
So we are currently excavating our trenches now, and we should start pouring by the end of next week.
Okay, so things are happening.
Things are happening. It's all come together quite nicely.
I must say, sorry, with facilities, we also have a catering facility. So we run kitchens, which offers you 3 meals a day. Should you choose, if you want to live independently and do your own cooking, you're more than welcome. If you feel you don't want to, you can order food as you require.
It's a big thing. It's a big thing.
Yeah, we do snacks also, like toasted sandwiches and that. So it's an 8-week menu. I'm also involved in it with our estate manager, Cindy. We work very closely together and also listen to what people want to eat. You don't just give you... So we listen within reason and to get the majority of what everyone likes. We offer laundry services. We offer housekeeping. Everything is there if you want it. But if you don't, you can literally move in, live your life independently with no one behind you and faffing over you. But should the need come for an emergency or you need care, it's there. We run a 24-hour emergency system, which is linked to the clinic, which is linked to the sister on call, which is also a link to our estate manager. And if you have an emergency in your unit, you push the button and all the care arrives by you, and then they will assess you and then escalate up if you need to get to a hospital.
And of course, as you mentioned, Busamed Hospital being in close proximity, You've really got everything in your immediate vicinity that you could possibly want, and you've ticked everything. You've thought of really the full 360-degree lifestyle experience, and that's why it is a Polo Pony Lifestyle Estate. And for anyone listening to this right now who's thinking, wow, this sounds like the perfect solution for what we've been looking for, where can we find more information right now and get in touch with the Regency team for a little look-see at Polo Pony Lifestyle Estate?
I think the easiest thing is just to look us up on Instagram, Polo Pony Lifestyle Estate, Hillcrest, and DM us and we'll get back to you.
There you go. You heard it here on Radio Life and Style, and such a compelling vision for a development. And what really impresses me is just how hands-on and how involved and how much you care as the developers, how you're invested for the long haul, and you intend to stay very much in the picture forevermore. And so
it's very easy when you've got nice clients, Mark.
Well,
they're wonderful.
Good people attract good people, right?
Exactly.
So you're hearing it here on Radio Life and Style, a really, really exciting phase 3 in the Polo Pony Lifestyle Estate story, now going to market, and you don't want to miss this one because already the waiting list on the first few is growing. So make a plan, get in touch, drop a DM on Instagram. Polo Pony Lifestyle Estate is the name, and brought to you by the dynamic and dedicated boutique development team Regency. And in the studio with me, Director Paul Cotterill and Charmaine Bright, a matriarch and operations head. Guys, thanks for giving us the story on a Tuesday right here on Radio Life and Style. So excited to see where this goes, and looking forward to having another chat again really soon. What do you say?
Perfect. Thanks for having us, Mark. We'll come back and tell you about our man caves and the
Ooh.
Cinema room and
the story continues.
Hair salon.
Lots more to come.
I can't
Urban
wait.
July parties.
Hey. Make a date and stay close to Radio Life and Style. We'll be bringing you part 2 of the story very, very soon. In the meantime, look up Polo Pony Lifestyle Estate on Instagram and get in touch with the developers yourself. Right now, bringing you back to the music.